1. Welcome to Carew Tidal Mill. All over the world, ever since people first realised grains could be collected, turned into flour and then baked, different cultures found ways of grinding the grains. Simple pestle and mortars, hand-turned stone querns, mills operated by wind and those powered by water. The Carew River runs through the mill pond, but its flow alone is not enough to fill it. Instead, it is the incoming tide from the sea, entering through the sluice gate and the causeway, which fills the mill pond and forms a large reservoir of water. As the tide ebbs or falls, it forces the sluice gate in the causeway to close, trapping the water within the mill pond. The stored water, held back by the causeway, is then released by the miller to power the mill wheels, which in turn drive the mill stones and other machinery. The moon's gravitational pull causes the tides to rise and fall twice each day, providing a dependable source of water power, which we would now describe as renewable energy. There are very few tidal mills remaining in the United Kingdom, and this is the only restored one left in Wales. This building dates from the early 19th century, but there has been a mill here for well over four centuries. As you make your way through the mill, you'll discover how millers turned local farmers' grain into flour. Most farms grew grain, bread was their staple diet, but they lacked the means to grind the grain in large volume, so they brought it to the miller, an important person in the community.